AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is going to stick with the deadline to get out of Afghanistan a week from today. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby backs that up.
There's been no change to the timeline of the mission, which is to have this completed by the end of the month.
The evacuation continues at the Kabul airport at a brisk pace. The Taliban wants the U.S. out on August 31st. This is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
At no time should America ever bend or allow the Taliban to tell us when we have to stop bringing Americans out.
Some G7 leaders want the deadline pushed back, but President Biden said no. Kathy Hochul became the first female governor of New York and said she would make masks mandatory for anyone entering public schools and wanted to implement requirements that all school staff either be vaccinated or undergo weekly coronavirus testing. People like Paul McCartney are responding to the death of Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts.
Charlie was a rock. And a fantastic drummer, steady as a rock.
Watts' family says he passed away peacefully in a London hospital earlier today, surrounded by his family. Charlie Watts was 80. The search continues for the missing from severe flooding in Tennessee.
We're currently at 18 confirmed dead. So we're at 18. We have three missing that we're reasonably certain is due to the flood.
Grant Gillespie is the police and fire chief in Waverly, Tennessee. Even cars and sheds have been found in the debris of a normally shallow creek. A judge in California declared a mistrial today in the embezzlement trial of attorney Michael Avenatti, who was charged with stealing millions in settlement money from his clients. He once represented porn actress Stormy Daniels in her lawsuit against then-President Donald Trump. This is AP News. Overweight and obese Americans should get screened earlier for diabetes.
New national guidelines say those who are overweight should get screened for diabetes at age 35, not 40. The new advice stems from rising rates of both obesity and type 2 diabetes and research showing health benefits of prevention methods and early treatments. 3 out of every 4 U.S. adults is overweight or obese, and among adults 18 and older, 14% already have diagnosed diabetes. The latest guidance was published online in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm Shelley Antler.
Hours after he left office over allegations of sexual harassment, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo suffered another defeat, losing the special Emmy Award he received last year for his daily televised briefings on the coronavirus pandemic. Because of the allegations, the prize was taken away and any Emmy-related reference to Cuomo was removed. Ed Donahue, AP News.